Condemnations and calls for an investigation into the death of Al Jazeera's Shireen Abu Akleh came quickly at the United Nations, from top UN officials, as well as member nations and the League of Arab States.
That we look at this as one further step of the escalation of situation that is happening by the Israeli authorities, and that started during the month of Ramadan. So this is not only an attack on a person, whether Palestinian or not, but it is an attack on the freedom of the press and the freedom of opinion.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations called her death horrifying.
She was very well respected. I actually had the opportunity to meet with her when I was in the West Bank last November, and she did an extraordinary interview, and I left there feeling extraordinary respect for her. So I know that she will be sadly missed by all of us, and we have to ensure that we get to the bottom of her killing.
Linda Thomas-Greenfield called on Israel and the Palestinian Authority to conduct a joint investigation, an idea echoed by Israel's ambassador, but refused by Palestinians.
We reject the claims of Israel that they can do a credible investigation. They are the criminals, and the criminals cannot investigate themselves.
The Palestinian ambassador called for an independent international investigation, pointing out in a letter to the Security Council that 40 Palestinian journalists have been killed since the year 2000 with no accountability.
The Arab League also called for action on the part of the Security Council and a resumption of the peace process, warning that if world powers don't focus on the region, confrontations and misery will continue. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.